We turn on over to the KRDO Newsline right now, where we're joined by Colorado Springs Fire Department's Kathy Hook. Good morning, Kathy. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Shannon. Happy tax day to everyone.
I bet you're one of those that's so prepared. You have your taxes well done. Probably you got them done back in January or February, right?
Oh, Shannon. Oh, you know what? I'll just say yes since I'm on the air.
Okay.
I was lucky to get them in time, if you want to know the reality.
Okay, so that, I think, you shared a little guilty secret there. I'm going to share my guilty secret, because I didn't know until I'd been adulting for probably a decade that you were supposed to clean out the lint in the dryer trap. Never knew that was an issue. Just thought, oh, I'll get around to it. It would, you know, get to be an inch thick or something, and then I'd be clearing it out. Why is that so bad?
Well, I'm glad that you learned it without some kind of catastrophic lesson with that. Lint is very, very flammable. And we kind of know that if you're a camper, sometimes you bring lint from the dryer to help start your campfire. But if it's not cleaned out of your dryer, of course, dryers get very warm, and that lint forms, builds up within the dryer unit, and it reduces the airflow. Failure to clean out your dryer is the number one reason that a clothes dryer can catch on fire. So very simple thing. I'm glad you know that now, that we really do need to clean out that, just the lint dryer or the lint catch itself. But then there's a couple of other things that we should probably do. That vent that goes to the outside, especially in Colorado Springs, where we have, you know, such weird weather, including today, stuff blowing around or snow, if that outdoor vent flap is covered, that's a problem too, because that will trap the the debris within that tube itself. So that should also be cleaned out. And as we've been talking every week, doing some spring cleaning, really, really important so that you don't have a dryer fire in your house.
All right. And are some of the newer dryers, what is the purpose of collecting that lint? I assume otherwise it would just be clogging up the workings in the dryer?
Yeah, it does. And it's actually kind of a nice feature that it has. But as that builds up, and if it's not cleaned out, that actually can be really dangerous, because the dryers get warm. That is a few little hints if you're not sure if that tube had been cleaned out or if that's not your responsibility. If your drying cycle takes longer and it's slower, maybe your clothes when they are done are hot and moist but not dry, that's a good time to think, you know, I think we need to be cleaning that out. Certainly, if you smell smoke or some kind of a burning scent, that's really time to act upon that. Also, if you have gotten into paint or any kind of flammable substance, gasoline on your clothing, don't just put that in the dryer. Make sure that those are cleaned really well, because obviously that is combustible and that can increase the risk of a dryer fire.
Okay, so all of those things, making sure you're cleaning out the lint from the lint trap in your dryer, and also making sure that vent isn't blocked as it's venting to the outside. What about the tube that goes from the dryer to that opening in the wall? Is it important that that's not, clinched in any way?
Yeah, that's that outdoor vent flap, and that does need to be. That's not every time. Obviously, you're not going to pull that every time, as opposed to the little lint catch. That should be every time. But at least once a year, you should pull that out and have that outdoor vent flap that you're talking about. And it'll help your dryer to work more efficiently. You'll get your clothes drier faster. It's all the way around just a great thing to do. And on this day, as Chris Larson has already mentioned, we really need to be very cognizant of every kind of fire safety. If you're barbecuing, if you are a smoker, please be respectful of the entire community. It's windy, and that wind is just such a contributor to fires. So always think in fire safety. That's what we want people to kind of have at the top of their mind today on these high risk days.
All right. Well, Kathy Hook, I couldn't have said it better. And thank you for not judging me on my guilty secret there.
No judgment here.
We appreciate talking to you every Monday morning.
Thanks, Shannon. Have a great week.
You too. And we hope everyone out there got the message, not just about dryers, but about all those fire safety measures we can all be taking to keep our community safe.